year two.
Happy birthday to you.
It's starting year two.
Ooh, working it. We look like we're monkeys. That's how it usually goes.
But we don't smell like them, too.
Brouhaha.
The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. This podcast is brought to you by our friendly local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games, Bezier Games, the new classics, Final Frontier Games, bringing friends and family closer together, The Game Steward, your second chance at Kickstarter games, and Game Toppers LLC, upgrading your gaming experience. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up. Seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show, the big show, the one-year show. Today we got Will Meadows,
Sarah Meadows,
Katie Pills,
and Ryan Pills
in the house.
We're still missing Melissa and Kevin because they're on their way back from the Gen Cons. We've heard good reports. They've picked up all kinds of great games that we need to review and play through soon. And they have also gotten a bunch of great birthday wishes, which we'll be inserting into this episode as we go. But let's go ahead and jump in and start talking about some board games. What's some cool stuff that you guys have been playing recently?
Well, tonight I played Number 9 again.
Ta-da!
That one is just so awesome. Definitely
so easy to bring to the table. Yeah. With any group of people.
Yeah, and it's quick, so it's really fun. I also played Pirate 21 for the first time.
Okay, yeah.
And apparently that's my calling.
Like, really?
I didn't realize that I'm just really good at Pirate 21, apparently.
We started off and I was like, all right, so if you know how to play Blackjack or 21, you're good to go. Everybody at the table knows how, except for Ryan, who then destroys us.
What? Go, babe. That's good job.
I think it was just a fluke of like, oh, so if I do this, then, you know, if I have these cards, should I do this then? And then I was like, oh, well, he has that card, so I should do this and win. You know, it happened a couple times.
Yeah, it's from Indie Boards and Cards, and it's basically Blackjack. I mean, you're trying to get 21 points, but you have all your cards have actions on them, and they're all pirate themed. So you might be, like, stealing other people's cards or swapping their face down card or...
And nobody messed with you, Ryan, or what?
They tried, but I had the princess, and she apparently protects you from everything except, like, the mate or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
it was pretty nice.
Obviously the princess would protect you.
Yeah, there's a king and a princess.
Do. Princess protects all the pirates. Yeah, it makes sense. I thought so.
I also got to play Dungeons & Dragons Rock, Paper, Wizard.
Always
that's
a winner.
That's a favorite of mine.
Yeah.
And it was a little chaotic because there was lots of wild surges going on. And
those are
fun. Kids playing didn't totally understand what was going on. So there's a lot of friendly fire on themselves doing.
Nice. Friendly fire?
But it made it really interesting because you had no idea what people were going to play because, you know, there was no sort of predictability to it. So that was a lot of fun. And then we also got to play Good Critters.
Yeah.
That's been a lot of fun. I haven't quite figured out how to influence the boss the best way to get the amount of money I want to get, the loot.
Yeah.
So I need to focus more on seeing how much I can rob people or just voting no and getting other people to vote no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't tried the no route. Good Critters is the new one from Arcane Wonders. I think it just came out at Gen Con and it's kind of, it reminds me of like cashing guns minus the guns.
Yeah.
So the boss is splitting the loot and he gets to pick however much everybody's going to get.
Player powers. That's different.
And, I don't know if there's player powers in this
one. There is optional player powers.
Oh, yeah? Cooler than me. I haven't even played that version yet. And you split the loot, and then you give it to everybody, and then everybody votes either yes or no. Or they can also rob each other or guard themselves, or they can skim off the top of the deck. And the way I've been winning most of the games is I'll get the boss card, I'll keep everybody really happy, like give them a lot of money, but then I'll just skim every turn, and then you're getting extra cards, which is a great way to do it. So.
Yeah, something I played this last week was the new expansion to King Domino, which is Age of Giants. We played that a few times, and I think I enjoy the little bit of take that that it can offer in the game.
Yeah, the giants are a cool addition to the game. Yeah, and so the tower is pretty cool, too.
Yeah, if you gain a giant into your kingdom, he invades, and then he stands on one of your crowns, which will then not get to score at the end of the game. But there are tiles that allow him to walk away and visit a different kingdom, which you get to choose who that goes to. And then that person has to place the giant on one of their crowns.
I saw Andy playing with that, and I think the thing he loved the most about it was the box lid was magnetic.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
He played with that for a while. It was fun to
watch. The dispenser is pretty nice. The first time we used it, it didn't work all that great.
It was a little stiff.
Yeah, and then the second time, it was great.
Yeah, first time we played, we're like, this is stupid. Who invented this? It makes it harder to get the tiles out. It's not easy to load. Then, like, after we broke it in the second time, we were like, oh, no, this is great. I played Gunky Mono from Renegade Game Studios. Mm-hmm. Really cool game. Did you guys get to try that one yet?
No.
It's a tile placement game, but you have like these domino tiles, basically one color on each side, mm-hmm. and you're trying to kind of area control basically the board with your color, and you're trying to connect like contiguous domino colors so that you can score points each time. And it's got a nice little like feudal Japanese theme to it, which is pretty cool. And it's just a really like, there's no AP, at least every time I've played with everybody. Like, you kind of just, you get to your turn, you know which domino you want to lay.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Like, you're scoring every turn, which kind of feels fun, because you're like, ooh, 10 more points for me. Ooh, 13 more points for me.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it.
I like that you, when you lay a tile, you have the option of to score honor points with the color, or you can score victory points with the color. And so you have to decide the honor points. If you get far enough up the scale on the track, then you will gain a token that has a random victory point amount on it, which is hidden from everybody else. So sometimes we've been able to pull off a win based on the hidden tiles that you've gotten very quickly on the honor track, even though you might be
seemingly behind
on the victory point track, but...
Sarah doesn't actually know what victory tastes like.
Oh, that was
harsh. Well, that was harsh.
That's part of the reason I think I've enjoyed it so much.
That is true. I haven't been far behind.
No, it's been really tight games every time.
And like, area control is not one of my strong suits, so.
But tile placement is.
But area control is not.
There it is. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I actually got to play a couple of prototypes that people brought to one of our gaming nights. So that was pretty interesting. A word-based game, which I turned out to be really horrible at.
Which one was that?
Dave Urich.
It was a design by Dave Urich. Yeah, and it's
the good game
Chunky
company.
Monkey in the Middle is what it's called. It was actually, I think he actually said he might have just gotten it back from production, so it may not actually be a prototype anymore. But, I mean, it was really finished and polished and
the monkey is very chunky.
It is. Yeah. There's actually a little like squishy monkey that comes with it, and
that's cool.
So yeah, and you actually have to play with the monkey there. But it's a word game, and it's like one of those where you fill in, like you're given a front part of a word, and then the back part, and you have to kind of fill in with the middle word that would connect the two. So what was an example? I was so bad at this game, I can't even think of an example.
Like the title, you know, there's Chunky Monkey and there's Monkey in the Middle, so the whole thing is Chunky Monkey in the Middle.
Yes. So when you give a clue, though, you get a card and you're given some choices of which clue you give, and one might be, if you were to do the Chunky Monkey example, you would say Chunky, and then there would be a blank, and then you would say in the middle, and you have to find the word that fits both phrases.
Yes. And there's only like one word.
There's only one word that's the right answer.
Are you helping people guess, or how do you?
Whoever squeezes and gets the monkey out of the middle gets to make an official guess.
Okay.
And when they do that, if they're right, they get the card. If they're wrong, the person who read the card out gets the point. And, well, it's actually not even points. It's just, like, the back of the card, you have to do a set collection of three different types of cards, and you don't know necessarily what card you're going to get. So
that sounds really cool. I've enjoyed David's design a couple different games. Wordy Word is one of his other ones, and it's a good little twist on the normal, like, write words on a board, you know, based on dice rolls and stuff.
Yeah.
Nice little twists. I like those a lot. Well, cool. Let's go ahead and jump now into a shout out to our sponsor.
This episode is sponsored by The Game Steward, your second chance at Kickstarter games. Check out their website. They have some new pre-order games that have launched recently on their site. You can pre-order Fireball Island, Batman Gotham City Chronicles bundle, the new Zombicide Invader bundle, the Arcadia Quest Riders bundle. So check out the new stuff they've launched on their website recently, and check out what you can still get, even though you may have missed it on Kickstarter.
Yeah. I'll
say, the Riders, the
Arcadia Quest
Riders was like a 5-day campaign.
Yeah.
So that you were like out of town. You might have just missed the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I think Fireball Island is going to be one of those ones where people like weren't sure if they were going to back it. And then they were like, oh, I don't want to miss the opportunity of a lifetime. And then they'll go back.
Yeah.
I do want to give a little bit of a shout out to all of our sponsors. It's been a fantastic year. A lot of our sponsors joined us halfway through, but we have some really cool people that are helping to make this podcast a reality. And I do want to just give a shout out to Bezier Games. They produce a lot of fun games that we really enjoy, a lot of those party games and social deduction. Game Toppers LLC, they are making our hobby better, like one board game room at a time.
Yes.
Really, really cool. Final Frontier is one of our sponsors. They have put out some of the coolest dice as worker
placement,
that's the word, games. I love Cavern Tavern and Rise to Nobility, and Robin Hood is coming soon. It's not dice as worker, but really cool stuff. And then, as always, we got to give some extra love to Boardwalk, which is our friendly local game store. We love those guys. They have been building up the Greenville community for years. We should find out how many years they've been around.
It's probably like, I have no idea.
As long as I've been alive. I don't know.
It might be. We were sending people their way. People who are new to the Greenville area were like, you got to check out Boardwalk. You know, they are the place to be if you want to find other board gamers. So.
Yeah, so thank you to all of those sponsors. We are pumped to have you guys on board, and we're moving forward. So thank you guys for helping us do that and getting the word out to hobbyists all over the place. All right, so I think we've spent a bunch of time talking about games and different stuff. We want to turn it over to Kevin and Melissa and let them introduce us to a couple of people that they had an opportunity to sit down with Gen Con. Kevin and Melissa, what do you guys got for us?
We're so sorry we weren't able to be in the actual house this week, but Kevin and I had a great time at Gen Con and got some awesome interviews. This first one is with Renegade Game Studios, and they have a power-packed Kickstarter coming this week.
This is Kevin with Tantrum House. We are at Renegade Game Studios Gen Con 2018. I'm here with Danny. Welcome. This is awesome. Tell us about this cool game I see behind me.
Oh my goodness. So we just announced this morning.
Okay.
This is Power Rangers Heroes of the Grid. It is a cooperative miniatures game that we're releasing on Kickstarter on August 14th. So pretty darn soon.
Very cool. So what's like, do you know like 30 seconds, like what people are doing in the game? Is it co-op? Is it competitive?
It's completely cooperative. We're all rangers. You have your own deck. So I'm the pink ranger, you're the yellow ranger. You have your own deck of cards. We have generic moves. We have our special moves. All the artwork is done by Dan Mora. So he does the Boom comic artwork, which is amazing. Basically, it's set in Angel Grove. So the iconic setting of the show, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. There's going to be several of Rita Repulsa's minions attacking the town. The mechanic of that is pretty interesting. You'll flip a card to reveal what type of monster arrives. The back of the next card tells you the location. So, yeah. And it's got all of these fabulous oversized minis.
I know. It's cool. We'll do some B-roll shots. So, do you know how long the game takes? Is it like an hour, 2 hours, about?
I think it's 45 to 60 minutes.
That's a great time. All right. And this will be on Kickstarter August 14th. And it's like a 30-day campaign?
Yep.
Cool. So look forward to that from Renegade Game Studios, Power Rangers Kickstarter.
Well, we're super excited about the Renegade Game Studios Kickstarter about Power Rangers. But let's move on to another interview with Golden Egg Publishing.
This is Kevin Dupp with Tantrum House. We are here at Gen Con 2018 at Golden Egg Games booth, here with Niels. Tell us about this cool game, Dice and Dragons.
Yeah, welcome here at Tantrum House. So
yeah.
I'm already a member of Tantrum House,
of course.
Am I?
Yeah, of course.
I'm part of the family. So we are talking today about Dice and Dragons, a new dice rolling role-playing fantasy game where you are part of a party, so you can pick one of the five different characters we have: wizard, rogue, cleric, all the cool fantasy characters you know, and you try to hunt down dragons. As always, you're starting off with this little red, oh no, that's a heavy red dragon. Usually you're starting off with some young dragons on your first journey, and you try to hunt them down. You have five dice. Ooh. You roll. They are customized dice. You throw them in here.
Okay.
And each character has a main character symbol. So this, for an example, the cleric has a shield and the hammer he uses. So you try to match one of his skills. Here are the skills listed on, and you try to match one of the skills. If you not match it on your first roll, no worries. You have two rerolls. You can reroll any number of dice, whatever you want. However, at the end of the third roll, when you have one or more of this awesome looking dragon symbols, the dragon will counterattack you.
Oh no!
And damage you. Yeah. I'm always on Team Dragon, so when I'm demoing, right, I'm trying to wipe out the group always. Okay. You do that three times in a row, so each player takes three turns and cover up one of this Yahtzee style. Yeah. So you really cover up one of your skills. Once you use all of your three skill tokens, it's time for the dragon to slash back. And when the dragon slash back, it's not like the counter attack where he only attacks one, he attacks the whole party and try to wipe out the whole party.
Okay, when's the game over?
The game is over when either the party is dying, they are fleeing, but who would flee? Or you wipe out the dragon.
Cool. Well, thanks for showing it to me, Niels.
Yeah.
It's very good. All right. Well, check out that here. Gen Con, is it going to be in stores? Where is it going to work? People can find it.
Yeah.
At stores.
MSRP is 25, and here at Gen Con, it's 20.
Cool.
And you can have this exclusive dice tower here, too, as a package bundle.
Very cool.
Awesome. Hey, see you guys.
Bye.
Well, it was great seeing Niels and a bunch of other friends at Gen Con, and we'll talk more about that next week.
But if you want a sneak peek, you can look at our video that's already up on YouTube of our Gen Con recap. It has a bunch more interviews on it.
Holmes, Holmes.
What is it, Watson?
I think we might have a new case. How can we help, Miss?
It's Mrs. Fields, and I need you to settle a dispute. We have a small home with room for one table. My husband wants a fancy gaming table, but I believe a dining table is more important. I'm sure you agree with me, Mr. Holmes.
What if I told you I could satisfy both your wishes?
I'd say that'd be astounding, Holmes.
The answer is the Holmes, or perhaps the Watson, depending on the size of your room.
You're not making any sense, old chap.
Those are the names of an ingenious product from Game Toppers LLC. The Toppers are a portable solution that turns your current table into a high-end gaming table at a fraction of the cost.
Do you mean to say that the topper can be put on and taken off the table with ease?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes. You truly are as amazing as people say. I will take a look at Game Toppers LLC right away.
Bye!
Super cool hearing from all the cool people that Kevin and Melissa had an opportunity to catch up with at Gen Con. And now we want to turn over, and really dedicate some time in this episode to thanking you guys, our fans, who are thanking us and congratulating us. I don't know, that sounded weird, but we promised you guys that we would do some readouts, so we've got Melissa here to read some of the notes that we received.
Josh Hipscher says, "Congrats on being awesome for 1 year with Tantrum House." Thank you, Josh.
That didn't sound like Melissa
at all. I feel like you need to try that again. All right. Ed Adams says, "Just wanted to wish you all a fantastic 1 year podcast anniversary. Keep up the good work, and thank you for all your terrific content."
Aw.
Thanks, Ed.
How was that, Melissa?
It was closer.
Oh, I was trying. At least I had a girl's voice.
I had the spirit of the Melissa.
Okay.
You want to try?
All right. And Ryan Knight Rains would like to wish us congratulations.
That didn't sound like most at all either.
No.
But thank you, Ryan.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. That was good.
For Ryan.
Here's a bunch more well wishes. Thank you, guys.
Good job. But here's the real Melissa. Rob from Calgary says, I just wanted to say hello and happy anniversary. I've watched your videos for quite some time, but only recently stumbled upon your podcast. Great work. Love the Kickstarter coverage in Kickstarter Conniption.
And Chris from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, sent us a little happy birthday song. Here it is. Hippo birthday to you. Hungry, hungry hippo to you. Happy birthday, dear Tantrum House. Play fun games by Rosenberg Uwe. And many more.
Hi there, my name is Eric Lang. You may know me from such games as Victorian Masterminds and Munchkin Dungeon. I'm here to wish you a happy anniversary.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Edward from Heavy Cardboard here at Gen Con 2018. Just wanted to say happy anniversary, or happy birthday, as it were, to the podcast, to Kevin, Melissa, and the crew over at Tantrum House. Well done, guys. I know how hard it is and how many shows don't make it to 1 year, so well done.
This is Matt Ryan with Bezier Game, and I just want to wish you guys an amazingly awesome happy anniversary.
Hey, this is Tony.
And this is Marty from Rolling Dice and Taking Names.
David from Mandra's and Meeple.
And all we can say is, happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Mark Spector, Grand Gamers Guild. It is with absolute joy that I wish a happy 1 year anniversary to Tantrum House. It's been fantastic to be a small part of the journey. Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Jimmy Hudson from the Board Game Closet. Congratulations, you did it.
Jonathan Meacham, I'm with Gamers Haven, Northeastern Arkansas. Congratulations, keep the content coming.
This is Jamie Stegmeier from Stillmeyer Games, and I just wanted to wish Tantrum House a happy 1 year anniversary of their weekly podcast.
Man, super cool. It's hard to believe that we've made it a year. It really is pretty fantastic. I don't really know. When we sat down and started this whole process, I really don't know where I thought we would get to with it. Every time I look at the analytics and see the number of people that are listening, it really does kind of blow my mind that every Monday we get together and hang out and chat, and then a bunch of people all over the world, like literally all over the world, tune in and listen to us. Yeah.
Thank you, Google Bots.
You guys are our best friends. Do you guys have any cool recaps? I thought this might be a good episode to just like tell a tale of your favorite podcast episode.
Oh, do we need to have like a piano playing as time
there's
goes
a few,
by?
There's a few moments, as I'll say, there's a few moments in some of these podcasts that are really fun and memorable. And I'm just going to start with our first podcast. We sat down and Will was like, let's just do this. Let's see how it goes. And we're like, okay. So we did it. And he's like, okay, what'd y'all think of that? I was like, that is by far the most favorite thing that we have done with Tantrum House so
Yay.
Far.
Very cool.
So I really enjoyed it right off the bat.
One of my favorite memories was actually a mistake I made talking about a game. But it was so hilarious and unexpected when it came out of my mouth that it will always be remembered.
Is this the Bezier?
Yes.
I was going to bring that up as another one of my favorite memories.
Oh, it's Rosie?
Yes. When we were talking about the different characters from pop culture that have shown up in the new 1 week Ultimate Werewolf game. And I totally just, my kids had watched the Jetsons recently and it was stuck in my head. And I was like, oh yeah, Rosie is one of those hired help for
cartoon.
For the Jetsons or whatever, but not actually
but in the game. But not in the game.
In the game. I was hoping
but it would have been a great stretch goal.
For real. We should try to get, like, whenever we do our next Tantrum House Kickstarter,
yeah,
we should try to get a promo card that is Rosie. How cool
would
that be?
Like yes. It'd be a little disc.
Right.
Wood disc. But, yeah.
I think we can make it work.
That's hilarious. That was one of the ones I was going to mention because that was so funny. It was so good. You were just like, Rosie!
I couldn't have planned it any better.
The funny thing about that whole episode was that I don't think I was even here for
the
recording.
No, you weren't.
And then everybody was like, oh, it's so funny, the best thing, she has a great idea, da, da. And nobody would tell me what it was for like a week. And then I finally came back, and I don't know if I listened to the episode.
Yeah, we made
we
you
talked
listen.
About it to the next
no,
week
we
or something like that.
We made you listen to the episode.
Yeah, that was nice. I got to enjoy it as a full-on listener. That was very cool. Do you have any dreams, Ryan, that you want to recount one more time for our podcast audience as like a memory dream? No.
My dreams have been really weird lately and disjointed.
Too scary to share.
I think, you know, just having more human in the bed
what?
makes it harder to sleep. And so I've had some very disturbed. Yeah. Well,
with Katie
she's
being
apparently
pregnant, she
a
takes
very
a little
active
more
child.
Kicking you in the middle of the night.
Yeah, in the wee hours.
Wait till they're out of the womb, and then they just sleep with their hands and face, like, right on your face, and you...
Yeah,
it'll be even better dreams.
I don't know what dreams I've talked about on the show. Like, it all runs
true.
Together. But, yeah,
he's
it's
told me about a lot more, so I can't even, like, remind
keep track
him.
Of which ones are which.
Yeah, which ones were on the podcast, which ones were just, like, in the car on the way home. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if our... listeners actually enjoy, they're like, will this guy ever stop rambling?
What is he talking about?
But,
oh, I love it. Some of my favorite memories haven't necessarily been like specific events, but just in general, like sitting here, getting everybody together, like we played the game and then we're talking about it. And usually like Katie backstabbed Ryan or something, which caused somebody else to win. And then everybody's just dying laughing and like recounting some of those game experiences are some of my favorite sit down and talk through. That's my, like, the games that I enjoy are those games that create the experience.
Mm-hmm.
So you get, like, the game itself is fun, but I actually enjoy more, like, the end of the game, and everybody's like, no, I knew you were the traitor. I can't believe you won. What's going on? Like, that.
How did you manage
minutes,
to win?
Yeah, that 10 minutes is, like, my favorite part of game night.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite memories was when we had Matt Ryan from Bezier Games.
Yeah, join us live on the show.
Yeah, he was here in person, and he just joined right into the podcast. That was
a lot of fun. Totally like stepped right in, like pro,
part of the crew.
Yeah,
I'm like Larry. Where's Larry at? Happy anniversary, Larry. Where are you? We'll have to get Larry to submit a wish to Wish It Happy Birthday.
Yeah, we should.
And now we'll play that now. Chirping cricket.
Oh man, I had another favorite memory, but I got so sidetracked with the Rosie incident.
And the crickets, they were just too
much. No, the Rosie incident has thrown me off because I was like, I got three with Rosie.
One thing we need to do is like, so we're celebrating by, and we're going to announce some winners in just a minute, hang around. We're celebrating by giving away some cool games. What we should do is like, we should go do an escape room or something like that. It's been a while. And then do like a recap of that on the podcast so we could like have a birthday party. Like, what does a Tantrum House podcast birthday party look like off the air? That's the question.
It probably does look like an escape room.
Mm-hmm. All right, so tune in for that because we'll have that coming sometime soon. Let's go ahead and talk about some of these prizes that we're giving away, and then we'll announce some big winners.
All right, so we're giving away two copies of Pumpkin Patch Bad Seeds from Brouhaha Games.
Brouhaha.
We are...
Is it funnier every episode, or is it just...
It's just so weird. I just have to laugh each time, because it's weird that you do it.
All right, we have a copy of Nevermore from Smirk and Dagger Games. We have a copy of Infected from Black Forest Studios. And then we also have a copy of Heirs of the Wizard King.
From Closet Full of Games.
From Closet Full of Games. So thank you to those sponsors for helping us out with our birthday celebration. And then we also have some...
Decals.
You got it right. Like, I was right. Vinyl decals.
Vinyl decals for your car or mug or
laptop.
iPhone, wherever you'd like
stick
to place
it somewhere.
Them.
You can put it on your skin, but it won't last long.
Actually,
it will last long.
Really?
I mean,
you may not get it off
longer
without
than your
some
skin.
Pain.
Oh, cool. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
It will hurt.
We need to get something. I need like a full suit.
And
full
what?
Vinyl
I need
suit.
A vinyl sleeve.
Figure out his Halloween costume right
oh
there.
My
right
goodness.
Ahead of the schedule.
No.
All right, and one lucky winner will also win a T-shirt from our Etsy store.
All right, so are we ready? Kevin, tell us who our winners are.
So now it's time to pick our winners from the Anniversary Birthday Wishers Contest. We're going to randomly pick three winners, and they are Richie, Joshua, and Ed. Congratulations to all three of you. We'll get in contact with you guys and get you some awesome games.
Well, congratulations. Super excited to be able to give away some of those really cool gifts to some of our really cool listeners. Hope you guys enjoy. We are going to sign off for the night, but our next week's episode, we're going to start a new feature. I actually talked just about Larry a second ago. He's going to give us a little, like, time out with Larry. That should be interesting, I hope. Oh. We'll see. So tune in for that, and then I'm sure we'll have all kinds of other great Kickstarter stuff, as well as a bunch of games to talk about that we picked up at Gen Con. So thank you guys so much for joining us. Any parting words? There's that speech impediment.
One last thing. I remembered the one thing that I was like, oh yeah, this was hilarious when you talk about.
Okay.
Was a memory of when we did our after the podcast spoilers for Infinity War. Oh. And then our editor Ben had not seen it yet.
And had to listen to all of it.
And he hated us.
Jerks.
I know. Yeah.
Totally deserve that.
That was funny.
That was funny. Sorry, Ben.
Sorry, again. Ben.
15th apology for that one. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week as we start year two of the Tantrum House Board Gaming Podcast. Bye!
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard. Thank you!